de Broadway a la Gran Vía. Lo prometido es deuda. Hace unas semanas dedicamos un programa en nuestra sección de música jazz al compositor Cy Coleman.
3 million people in the City of Angels, according to the last census. Easily half of them up to something they don't want the other half to know. We all get sucked in by the lobby. Palm trees finger the sky, and there's enough sunshine to lay some off on Pittsburgh. But that's all on top. L.A., truth to tell, is not much different than a pretty girl with the clap.
Entonces destacamos su obra City of Angels, un musical estrenado en 1989 en Broadway y ambientado al estilo del cine negro, del cine policíaco de los años 40. Para ello, Cy Coleman se valió de su larga experiencia en el mundo del jazz y también en el mundo del teatro musical. El libreto es de Larry Gelbart, la letra de las canciones de David Zippel y los arreglos vocales del propio Cy Coleman y de Yaron Gershovsky. La historia está ambientada en Hollywood a finales de los años 40. La trama se divide en dos mundos, uno real y otro ficticio. El primero es representado en color y el segundo en blanco y negro. En el primero vive Stein, un joven novelista, y el segundo es una historia de decadencias y homicidios al más puro estilo del cine negro. Stein debe trabajar en el guión de una película basada en una de sus novelas que ha sido encargada por el egoísta y fanático Buddy. Stein debe al mismo tiempo contentar a sus mecenas y mantener la integridad de su novela. Mientras tanto, su mujer le abandona por sus constantes infidelidades.
Stein, it's Buddy here. I just got your new pages.
You like them?
Like is for pictures. These are to love.
This job is not to be believed, and I cannot believe my luck. I'm at the literary prime of my life, and I'm about to have the time of my life. Unless I'm easily deceived, the buddy doesn't tend to sugarcoat his comments. He's all right, all bark, no bite. I've always longed for a chance to be watching a book of my own on the screen. to look up and see Stone on the screen would be better than fine. Sit with my wife in a crowd as the credits are shown on the screen, in a frame all alone on the screen. It's a screenplay by Stone. We're making movies out of books. They say that Buddy wrote the book. I can't depend on him to give me some lip, but you can trust a guy who shoots from the hip. Out here where nothing's how it looks, it's hard to disregard a candid stand-up guy who skips the double talk and lets you know exactly what he's thinking about you. And I can beat the odds and meet his demands, though I'm a stranger in the strangest of lands. This mad adventure I've begun is not like anything I know. It's gonna be a lot of work.
Paralelamente se desarrolla la película en blanco y negro, en la que Stone, que es el alter ego de Stein, es un detective privado y mujeriego al que le gusta beber. Stone es contratado para buscar a una joven, bella y peligrosa mujer llamada Mallory Kingsley. Bueno, Stone termina acostándose con ella y por este motivo recibe una paliza brutal, además de ser acusado de asesinato.
Movies are shadows, they're light, they're dark. Their faces 10 feet high. Close-up of him, close-up of her. Cut to close-up of husband watching close-up of her watching close-up of him. You'll get it, you'll see. Sweetheart, nobody gets a hole-in-one their first time at bat. But there's people make a fortune writing movies they don't know how. I mean, no offense, everybody and his brother writes books, but a screenplay.
That's a ball game of a different color, right?
You know, when Buddy Fiddler talks, you're not listening to someone else. I've got 12 nominations, a half dozen Oscars, 9 cars and 3 ex-wives to show that in this business of refuse and nephews, I know my stuff. You're a literary great who should have won a Pulitzer Prize. I would never cannibalize or impair a single hair or phrase of your amazing opus. Still, a lot of scribblers soon discover what they write for the screen isn't always right for the screen. So I intervene. I zip through your book and the characters jumped to life on the page. Now we're at the stage where I bring them to life on the screen. Don't cling to the words to which you gave birth. Remember how many a picture is worth. The odds are 1,000 to 1, so get used to its time. The book may be your baby, trust me, the movie is mine. You learn from von Sternberg, you grow from von Stroheim, and so I'm the heir to their skill. This town has more nuts than Brazil. Let's face it, I've been through DeMille. Authors unprepared to take a stab at this collaborative art must suppress their egos and part with the notion that in motion pictures words are carved in marble. Donna, darling, get this on a pad and type it up for next week. I have an engagement to speak at the Writers Guild. You wouldn't want to upset Buddy. This is advice, not a threat, Buddy. But see how tough things can get, Buddy. When things get rough, it can get bloody. Baby, nobody says no, Buddy. So, Buddy, you better concede. Let Buddy be Buddy, pure Buddy, and he'll be your Buddy. The Buddy.
En un momento dado, los dos mundos paralelos se mezclan, y Stone reta a Stein diciéndole: tú no eres nada sin mí.
Some gumshoe, you just don't think we'll get this dumb gumshoe. You come from my inkwell. Is your mouth lonely with one foot in there? Stone, your brain only holds thoughts I put in there. Just what you are, I'll spell out. You are a novel pain. One speck of lint that fell out the last time that I picked my brain.
You are so jealous of my track record, Tolstoy, do tell us your feeble hack record. Your weak knees brand you soft and unstable. One small threat and you fold like a card table. You drool at my adventures. Your broads in bed are bored. Go home and soak your dentures. Your pen is no match for my sword.
You're nothing without me. I know one who'd go undefined. You wouldn't exist. You'd never be missed. I tell you, you're out of my mind. A show off, a blowhard. Your equal parts hot air and gall, and no one would doubt me. Without me, you're nothing at all. You're in my plot, I'm still your creator. I call each shot, I'm your private dictator.
You are so thick, you eat, breathe, sleep fiction. I'm your meal ticket, knee deep in cheap fiction.
You gloating ignoramus, you haven't any shame.
Hey, I'm a famous Seamus, and most people don't know your name.
You're nothing without me. Without me, you just disappear right into thin air.
Stein ve cómo Stone está haciéndose con su vida, incluso acude al rodaje de la película haciéndose pasar por el escritor.
Funny how'd I fail to see this little bedtime tale was funny. I could cry to think of all the irony I've missed. What an unusual twist, right at the end of it. Funny, who could see that this pathetic scene would be so funny? Once you strain to find the grain of humor underneath, life double crosses with style, forcing you into a smile, so it can kick you in the teeth. Just desserts. We can all laugh till it hurts. At my expense, I'm accustomed to working on spec. I always pick up the check. I think it's funny. Who could top or make this comic opera more compelling? You could weave in some deceit to even up the score. You'd have us all
Bueno, City of Angels termina con un final feliz. Stein regresa con su mujer, Stone resuelve el crimen de Kingsley por el que estaba acusado de asesinato y finalmente se produce la paz entre los dos protagonistas. Les recomendamos realmente que vean este musical si tienen oportunidad porque, bueno, no hemos desentramado lo más importante de él y realmente merece la pena. La música es chulísima, ya la han podido oír. La semana que viene les presentaremos un nuevo musical. Hasta entonces.